I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, sound bites and a look at some new restaurants and bars that are opening in St. Louis, part of Sauce Magazine's hit list. But first, Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines design as to plan and make decisions about something being built or created, to plan and make something for a specific purpose, and to create, fashion, execute, or construct according to plan. St. Louis Design Week runs September 23rd through the 29th. Margaret McDonald is chairing this year's Design Week. She's also a principal with Arcturus, an architectural and interior design firm. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Lisa Melandri is the executive director of Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, which has an event as part of Design Week. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And you've been in town a year and we haven't met yet.
I know. Well, here we are.
Welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you.
You know, I read the dictionary definition of design a moment ago because I think it makes clear that design, what we're talking about, is really a big umbrella. And the theme for this year's week is design is, and that's about broadening the definition of design.
I think that's exactly it, what we're trying to do this year. This is the third year for Design Week, and Design Week was started by AIGA, which are graphic artists. And this year, it encompasses architects, illustrators, interior designers, industrial designers. So it's a real celebration of the community here, the talents, and we just want to pull everybody in to experience these events.
So when we're talking about the definition of design, can you say something about that?
I think it's right on. And what I really love, too, is the talking about execution, because so much of what we're doing right now, the planning, the iteration, going back and forth through what these events should be. Are they overlapping? Are we considering enough? It's following that exact path and that definition.
It's also really interesting, I think, that the definition really talks about making, and nowhere in there is there anything about aesthetic or look or, you know, that part of design. So I thought that was really fascinating.
That's true.
And I guess artists are designers.
Certainly.
Definitely.
Right? Yes. Absolutely.
So let's go over that again. We're talking about illustrators, architects, landscape artists, and it's more than that.
Right. I mean, graphics, creatives, and now with technology, we have a beautiful app that's been designed, beautiful website, film, the Pecha Kucha Night. You know, that will have people who are up there for, you have 20 visual pieces behind you, and then for each one, you speak for 20 seconds. And then that just becomes this visual narrative.
And that's something contemporary is involved with, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But when we're talking about all these different designers and this big, broad definition, is it hard to rein it all in and connect it all?
It's probably not so hard to rein it all in. At times, it feels like we should be having Design Month because there were so many other ideas and things that people wanted to do, and we just didn't have time for it all. So a lot of conversation of how to build on this, and should it be something that happens, you know, once a month, or should it be a bigger event?
Well, how has it evolved over the last couple of years then?
I think it was the first year, a small group of people, pretty grassroots, a lot of kind of pulling it together. And, you know, this year it's very sophisticated, and day chairs for all the events, 9 events, probably about 30 people who've been actively involved since January, the social media, the Twitter, all of that being pushed out. So it's now, you know, developed into a movement.
So do you have to be an illustrator, architect, landscape artist, or whatever to be involved or interested in the week?
No, definitely not.
No, and I would like to just jump in and say I think that thinking about design and understanding what design can be is very much understanding our entire universe. It's, you know, from the functional, what you use and where you live, to what things look like around you, because it does go from the built environment to graphics. So, I mean, I think that this is really, really salient for all of us who are interested in the visual world in any capacity. So it's pretty fascinating.
And I think right now, appreciation of design, especially industrial design product, is so strong. You know, the choices we make when we go to buy a phone, buy a car, buy things for our house, we have access to so much.
I saw an interesting piece on television, I think it was yesterday, and I only saw part of it, but it was making the point, it was about designing cars and how that's changed recently and how they really have to focus, the buyers these days, that's what it's all about, is design now. Much more so than it was ever before.
Yeah, the experience of being in your car, where things are, how it feels, how it looks.
Right. Well, the week runs Monday the 23rd through Sunday the 29th. Why don't we talk about a little bit that? On the opening day, the 23rd, you're looking at the relationship between architectural design and art. So tell me what that's all about and what is that relationship?
So this is a panel that is kind of, in some ways, the kickoff for Design Week that really looks at architecture made specifically for the display of art. And we at the Contemporary were in a really wonderful position to be able to offer this because we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of our building. And that really gave us a wonderful chance to sort of look back and think about what does it mean to have an architect design not for living, but for art, in our case, particularly contemporary art, and how much that can change, how nimble you have to be in terms of your built environment, how many definitions there are of contemporary art, and what are architects' considerations when they look at what that kind of a project should be. So we are having Brad Klopfel, who is the principal of Allied Works, who is the designer of our building at 3750 Washington, and Kyu Sung Woo, who, among many other extraordinary architectural accomplishments, is the Nerman Museum. So these are both museums that have similar scope, similar scale, and show similar programs of contemporary art. And it will all be moderated by Eric Hoffman, who is both a professor and a practitioner here in town, and someone who has a kind of interesting view into museums, as he was the architect of record for the Chipperfield edition at the St. Louis Art Museum.
You mentioned celebrating your anniversary. I should mention that last week we talked about Place of the Space.
Yes.
And we had one of the artists on that's exhibiting now there.
Yes, yeah. The Inigo. Well, it's a really nice time for people, I think, to come into the building for this particular discussion because the exhibition has been, you know, commissioned and designed very specifically around issues and particular elements of the building. So it will be a wonderful chance to have designers and architects come in and hear about what goes into the thinking behind how that comes into being.
Mm-hmm. Then, Margaret, on Tuesday, it's a photo challenge?
It is. So it's an event called DART, and this is probably its fifth year. It's at FK Studio, which is in Midtown Alley. It's a really beautiful building. And what you do is they project on the wall an 8-foot by 8-foot map of the city. And then you take a dart and you throw it. And it just lands, you know, wherever you get. And then you have a month to go to that intersection and create something. So the times I've done it, I've always photographed. And then you send it back in. You're invited for a happy hour again at FK. And they put it all together in this beautiful loop.
Give me an example of what someone might create.
You know, it ranges from people who collage, paint, abstract, to just a straight photograph of that intersection. And what's been fun for me is because it's always, you know, not the best dart thrower. And so it's, you know, I'm thinking I'm going one place, but it lands wherever. And now it's there's these, you know, little trinkets in the city that I'll drive by where I've created art for the past years, and I see them and I see what's evolved and changed there.
I know people have decided where to move by doing that, which could be a little risky, I guess.
A little bit.
Then on Wednesday the 25th, you're having a happy hour.
We are. We're having a creative happy hour, and that night, we were kind of holding that night for a little bit just to take a break because we thought everyone might be overloaded. But then we were like, you know, we need a night that's just fun. So there's a group of designers who do meet once a week at Urban Chestnut. And we decided to go ahead and just make it a fun evening at Urban Chestnut, creative happy hour, an exchange of ideas and networking.
That's Margaret McDonald, chairperson of St. Louis Design Week. We're also talking with Lisa Malandri, who's the executive director of the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis. Then on the following day, Lisa, it's an event back at CAM, and that's Pecha Kucha Night.
Yes. So what Margaret was describing, what's so wonderful about this event and these kinds of events is that each participant has such a kind of limited amount of time and a very, very specific number of images that they can use to tell a story. And Margaret, you can probably speak a little bit more about this, you know, the specifics of the participants in this. But I think what ends up happening is that with each person getting this kind of little nugget of time and your attention, as an audience member for events like this, you have a kind of thrilling and almost overwhelming number of images, different kinds of perspectives, And the whole of the evening leaves you with a mind cram-packed with things that you hadn't thought of before, things that you didn't know about. And so I do think it's one of the most wonderful ways to present information.
And pechakucha is a Japanese term?
Yeah, I thought it was the word for chit-chat in Japanese, but in fact, I guess it's something phonetic that sounds like chit-chat in Japanese.
I want to tell you, I had a friend call me the other day. They heard me say that on the air. They thought I said hoochie coochie night.
Well, maybe, I don't know, Margaret.
Maybe
is that next year?
Oh, good idea.
Then on Friday, you have an art exhibition and an auction.
Right. So that is another annual event that's part of AIGA. They have a design for a cause. And I just was over at Centro and got a sneak peek of some of the books. So 40 artists were selected, and they have taken old books and deconstructed them, repurposed them, recreated. They're beautiful. They're very interesting. Buzz Spector, Ken Botnick, Jeff Ebers, Katie Fisher, a lot of local artists are involved. And that we're also having at Central Library. You know, that was a decision to have it there. The money raised goes to the Library Foundation. But we also, you know, of the layering of what's going on with Design Week, we want to select places that people should come and see and experience.
Then there are two events on Saturday and two on Sunday.
Exactly. So the two events on Saturday are part of Fusion, which are where the industrial designers are really stepping up. So Eames Demetrius is coming in town. He's the son of Charles Eames. I actually was able to hear him speak a few weeks ago up at Herman Miller in Chicago. And he loves St. Louis. He's very excited to come in. And then in the evening, that is the bragging right event. So students, it's a competition, and this year their challenge was to deliver an innovative product solution to improve accessibility in the workplace.
And then on Sunday, I like this bike tour idea.
Exactly. This will be the second year we've done Spoke. It will start in Forest Park, and it's a docent-led bike tour. So we'll be in Forest Park, going through the Central West End, coming over into this area.
And it's particularly to look at architecture and things?
To look at architecture. Yeah. So there's two different distances, two loops. There's an 18 and then I think about a 10. It's a family-friendly event, and there will be someone with your group. So you can go online, pick your time that you want to ride, you know, if you want to start out early or a little bit later, and learn about what you're seeing as you're pedaling around. And that will end with a tour at the art museum.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the final event?
Final event is Sloop. So Sloop is a really great idea where people come, you donate some money, and it's about supporting local arts and community projects. So different artists have put in and pitched ideas. You'll get your bowl of soup. The artists will get to speak. And at the end, you get to vote as a group and decide which artist should get the pot of money.
Wow. Can't lose with soup, right?
No, exactly. I think that's such a great idea, Sloop. It's wonderful.
And I think they have Blood and Sand and Mofu Soy. So some fun people are helping out with the soup this year.
It's St. Louis Design Week 2013. Monday, September 23rd through Sunday the 29th, various times, various locations. If you want more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to Design Week's website. And you do have an app, and how is that helpful?
The app is great. It gives you an overview of the whole week, and it also allows you to RSVP for each event.
That's Margaret McDonald, the chairperson for St. Louis Design Week. We're also talking with Lisa Malandri, the executive director of Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis. And let me ask one final question of both of you. And Lisa, I'll begin with you. What would our world be without design?
Boring. That is the one single word. I mean, that is our visual universe must be thrilling, exciting, and interesting, and unexpected. And without design, we wouldn't have it. We also wouldn't have function. So, I mean, you know.
Exactly. I would have said boring as well. And all the things that we need to do each day gives us the ability to experience them.
St. Louis Design Week, September 23rd through 29th. Lisa, Margaret, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next on Cityscape Soundbites, this is St. Louis Public Radio.